I was asked to give an illustration today of how certain people in my life had influenced me in a very special way. At a very young age, I began to take interest in spiritual things. I was saved and baptized at around the age of 9 in a small church service. As a young believer, all I knew was that I was wrong and God was right, and that I needed forgiveness for my sins. And that was pretty much it. Except my life was different from the typical young Christian. I had no spiritual influence at home, as both my parents were not believers. I really didn't know where to turn when it came to spiritual matters. My spiritual life was like a roller coaster. I was tossed back and forth between a sinful lifestyle, like everyone else around me, or to repentance after a while when I felt sorry for all my wrongs. I went on and on like this until my high school years. While there, I noticed a group of individuals who weren't really like everyone else. They were always kind and always courteous to me, even when I wasn't too kind to them. I began to sincerely ask them why they were different, and that I appreciated them for being so nice all the time. They explained to me it was because they were Christians. This really stunned me. I was quiet for about another 2 years. Little did they know I was watching every move they made, listening to every word they spoke. I kept wondering why their lives were so very different than mine. Though I believed I was okay with God, and I believed I was a Christian too, but there was always a disconnect that I could never figure out. Why is it their life was so joyful? Why did they not complain about assignments like my other friends? Why did they care about people so much? Why were they not involved with others who participated in sinful conversations? Why would they always act with shame regarding the lustful attitudes of their peers? Yet they didn't slander those who did. They were simply nice to everyone, no matter who they were. I was always fascinated by their character. The women in the group weren't dressed like the other girls. They were always modest and never showy. It was utterly clear they stood in complete contrast to the normal high school students. Something was different, and I wanted it. I had a math professor who everyone knew was a Christian. I can remember laughing about his joyful personality with friends, yet I would always wonder why my life wasn't the same in secret. I wanted desperately to have what he had. He never came into the classroom without a smile. He was always kind to every student, and he gave me stern but godly counsel many times. I watched him like a hawk. I could not figure out why my life wasn't the same as his, though I too was supposedly a Christian. I'll never forget my next experience with someone who was a Christian. It was my first semester of my senior year of high school when I randomly sat beside a young man. His name was Nathan. He was quiet most of the time, yet he too was very different. He was nice, unlike most. He had my sense of humor, yet he didn't use profanity in the process. He lived a lifestyle that was clearly above my own. One day we were instructed to get into groups for a project. Him and I paired up. We got our assignments done early, so we had plenty of time to talk. We shared interests in different things, and I was drawn to his character because I felt I wanted to be like him. After a few months, we began to talk about church and the Bible. We became friends and decided to see if we could spend a weekend together. His mother agreed. They had explained to me that if I were to come on a Saturday night, that they went to church on Sunday morning. I was welcome to come, but I surely didn't have to. Feeling guilty, I agreed to go ahead of time. That weekend, I went to his house. For the first time, I met his family, his mother, father, brother, and both of his grandparents. I was so drawn to them because they each possessed a sense of joy about them, and their sweet Christ-like character was attractive to me. Their family was tightly knit together. They prayed together, even over meals, and talked about the Bible. Their jokes were innocent and fun. And they were so loving to me. They didn't ridicule me for being different as some other Christians at school I knew. They simply accepted me as a friend of the family and invited me over any time. That next morning, I went to church with them. What a beautiful sight that was. It was a small Mennonite church back in the mountains. Those were some of the most humble people I will have ever met. They were so genuine and so real. And most of all, they cared for me and treated me as a real person. As I went home that day after church, it would not escape my mind that something needed to change within me. That night, I can remember getting on my knees in my bedroom in secret and crying out to God that I desperately wanted His forgiveness. And I wanted a relationship with Him. I had no idea as to how to even cultivate a relationship with God. The following weekend, I begged my parents to take me to church. And week after week, Nathan and I began to become close friends. We would sit up for hours and hours each night we spent together, having the most deep conversations of my life at that time. I went to church almost every Sunday because I wanted to grow. The reason I wanted to share this with you is because God came to me through Christians living life right beside me in public school. It wasn't some great evangelistic experience, but it was through the lives of ordinary Christians, simply doing life just like everyone else, except different than everyone else. God did not use a church service. He used real people in my life circumstances, doing the same real things I was doing, yet they were simply Christians. He used their words, character, conduct, and their lifestyle. God drew me into fellowship through the influence of other Christians in my life, and for that I am thankful.